Hello, I'm Harrison.
And I'm Romy.
And welcome to
The Swallowfield Show.
Made for Swallowfield
by Swallowfield.
Okay, so we're going to play a new game this month, and we're going to play Sounds Fishy. So you all have a card, whether it's a red fish, a red herring, and one of you has a true blue, which means you have to give the correct answer. If you've got a red herring, you have to give a made-up answer. Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Now, Alex has got a question, but he can't see the answer. So he's going to read the question, and you're going to give your answers, whether it's true or false. And Alex is going to have to work out which one is which. Got it? Let's go.
Okay. Okay, so the question is, in 2019, a woman from San Diego ate what in her sleep?
So, in 2019, a woman from San Diego ate what in her sleep? Let's go, Cameron, round you.
She ate her watch.
She ate... A full egg.
She ate her pillow. She ate her bracelet.
Okay. She ate her necklace.
She ate her false nails.
She ate her wedding ring.
Okay, so Alex, which one do you think?
First of all.
Which one's true?
I think Alex is a lie. Alex is a lie. Come on. I just don't think you can eat your pillow in a sleep, so Amy, you're a lie.
Yep, I'm lying.
Cameron, I think yours is a lie too.
Oh, how did you know?
Who said the bracelet?
Me.
That's a lie. I know it. wait, Harrison, Zach, what did you say again?
I said she ate her false nails.
I said that she ate her necklace.
Okay, I don't think that necklace is right. It's false.
Correct.
Yes.
Kevin. It's between Romy and Harrison.
Romy, what was yours?
She ate her wedding ring.
Okay. And Harrison. Is it Harrison?
False
Harrison,
nails.
What was yours? False nails or wedding ring?
No, I saw. Harrison, I think yours is a lie too. Wait, so yours is right?
Yes!
Come on.
Well done! Well done. Well done.
And now it's time for the Grumble Garage. This is the part of the show where we Swallowfielders have to pick our biggest pet peeves, those little things that drive us completely bananas, and try to convince Mr. Plumley and Mr. Carter to delete them from existence forever. If our arguments are strong enough, they'll press the button and banish it for good. But if not, well, we'll just have to keep on grumbling.
The Grumble Garage.
So, what are you going to put in the garbage garage?
Chalk. Yeah, chalk. Because.
Hang on. Chalk, as in.
Yeah, like the one you write with on the whiteboard.
Is it only that one, or like chalk that you get in the ground?
Just the writing.
Writing chalk. Okay. Have you had much experience with writing chalk?
No, because I hate it.
What did you do in lockdown on the driveways? Did you draw on chalk there? Like hopscotch and stuff?
No, I went on like walks.
So did you not do paint like chalk onto your driveway in lockdown or anything?
Other people did it, and then I'd do like hopscotch on it.
Oh, so then it's okay when someone else uses it?
I just hate like touching it, like the texture.
What is it that you don't like in particular? I think I know, but
it's so like powdery, and then it makes really squeaky noises.
The noise is awful.
Noise seems to be a big problem with these things, isn't it?
Yeah, the noise. And do you know what? This might be a weird thought, but I always think probably it's going to be, because it's coming out of my head. Like when you touch chalk, it's like that dusty feeling you get if you touch a moth. You know, if you like accidentally, bear with me. If you touch a moth, there's like that dust that comes off. Not that I go around touching moths, but...
I haven't had much experience with this. Have you had experiences of dusty moths?
You've never touched a moth? Oh, you haven't lived.
I've caught them in my hand and had them fluttering, but
yeah,
not...
and I'm not saying when I go around poking moths. I'm just saying, like, if you accidentally brush a moth, there's that kind of, like, chalky residue, right?
No.
No? Am I just imagining it?
I think you're heavy-handed.
Or maybe I'm just accidentally... Yeah, all right, fair enough. Okay, so it's the powdery...
Yeah, and then, like, on a whiteboard, it's such a horrible sound.
Yeah. Have you had any experience back in the 1900s when you were used to use chalk and chalkboards?
No, not really.
So you're... Okay, so it's an imaginary...
No.
Where have you heard it, then?
At, like, school and, like, I can't remember, but, like, I've heard the sound.
Okay. All right. I want to find out, Mr. Carter, who in Swallowfield is still using a chalkboard.
I've got a good idea.
Okay. Well, thank you, Isla. We will consider putting chalk. Just the whole thing. The whole... All chalk.
Yeah.
All chalk.
Any particular car? Or just all of it?
All of it.
What about what gymnasts use to hold the bars? That's chalk.
They can use dust.
They can just go touch a moth.
Yeah. Oh, God. A swarm of moth.
Yes, we'll have some moth powder, please. Okay, thank you, Isla.
The Grumble Garage.
Okay, we're going to play Articulate. Articulate is a game where we have 30 seconds to describe a word that we have on a card. One person describes it to their team and they have to guess what it is. They are not allowed to give clues. They're not allowed to use any rhyming words. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
Let's go for the girls first. Amy, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, off you go.
Okay, so it's a fairy tale. And there's two ugly stepsisters.
Cinderella?
Yes. It's a a little piece of land covered, surrounded by water.
Australia?
No, just...
Island?
Yes. You put it on paper, on envelopes in a corner.
Stamp?
Yes. You do it to a cat on their back.
Time's up. Oh. We still got three.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
Okay, what was the answer to that one?
Stroking. When you stroke it.
Yeah, I was going to say stroking, but time was up.
Okay, so 3 points to the girls. Boys, let's do it. We can do it. Are you ready, Harrison?
Yeah.
Okay. On your marks, get a go.
Okay, so you write a letter to them for Christmas.
Santa.
Santa, yes. They're like a servant at your house if you're really rich.
And maid.
Butler. Yes. They're in loads of fairy tales and Disney movies.
Fairies?
No, close. They're mostly a girl.
Pixies.
They wear Tinkerbell. Long dresses. They're like a certain type of character. They wear long dresses and like hair. And they're mostly girls.
That's your time. I'm glad those girls wear hair.
They're always girls, not mostly.
What was the answer? Was it princesses?
Yeah.
Princess.
That's what I thought.
You could have said can't be mostly girls. Just,
you could have said Cinderella.
Tangled.
That would just be giving it to win.
You could have named some, couldn't you?
Oh yeah. But I said fairy tales.
Okay, so how many points did you get there? Was that three?
Two.
Okay. Brilliant. Okay, Romy, when you are ready.
Okay.
Off you go.
So, it's a TV show about a girl that has a really brown bob.
Really brown bob?
Oh, that was really hard. A short bob.
What?
She's got a monkey. And she's got
Dora
a backpack.
Dora the Explorer.
Thank you. It's a place that you go to eat when you want dinner.
Restaurant.
Yes. It's like a restaurant, but you don't sit inside.
Pub.
You don't sit inside.
Time's up.
Yep. That was two.
What was that?
Takeaway.
A takeaway.
Not a
pub. Like Domino's or Nando's.
Amy goes straight for a pub. Right. Okay.
We got two, so that
fantastic.
Was five.
Cameron, are you ready to give the clues?
Yes, I have okay. some good ones for this.
Right, when you are ready, off you go.
Okay, so they have something to do with water and it's also an Olympic sport.
The swimming.
Yeah. The Egyptians built them.
Pyramids.
You use them to make bracelets.
Beads.
No.
String.
No. Close though. It's like elastic.
Wire.
It's like elastic and like you stretch them on this thingy.
Weasel.
No. And then like it's like to make bracelets.
I said string. Elastic string.
No, like then like it's like this thing.
That ends up.
It was loom bands.
Oh!
You guys got it.
Okay.
That was very confusing.
Right, well done, guys. That was entertaining. Thank you very much for playing. We'll play again soon. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Alec.
And this is Fun Facts.
Yep.
So we're going to take it in turns, telling each other facts and trying to outsmart each other. Do you want to go first, Alec?
Yes.
Fact number one.
So, did you not know that in the 1830s, ketchup was sold as a medicine to help with if things like indigestion and diarrhea?
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't know whether to be amazed or disgusted.
Fact number two.
There are more possible variations of chess games than there are atoms in the observable universe.
Fact number three.
And did you also know in human and science topic, the shortest complete sentence in the English language is I am.
Fact number four.
Did you know that a group of owls is called a parliament?
That I did know.
Did you?
Yes, because someone asked it yesterday, literally only yesterday.
Today.
In our computing lesson. Absolutely, I couldn't believe it myself. So I did know that. Alec, what are your thoughts on that fact?
Really funny.
Funny. Okay, thank you very much. And we look forward to you listening to you next time with your fabulous facts.
Okay, now that is all we have time for today.
Wait, you forgot your joke.
Oh yeah, I did. Well, the joke last month was, what's the happiest letter of the alphabet?
I don't know.
Well, it's B and D, because they're next to the C.
That's not that funny.
Oh, do you want to hear another one?
Sure.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Cows go.
Cows go who?
No, cows go moo.
Okay, that was pretty good. I'll give it to you. But that is all we have time for today.
See you again next month with our Christmas special.
Bye! Bye.